This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 186 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and this is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And this episode, we are going to be doing a review of Oblivion from 2013. Now, this is a Tom Cruise movie, of course. We're cruising with Tom, and this is our next stop on our little drive. Alex, I know you have never seen this movie, correct? This is a first-time watch?
This is actually a first-time watch for me.
All right. Well, this was the first team-up of Joseph Kaczynski, director, and Tom Cruise. Of course, they just made this year's number one most super mega smash hit, Top Gun Maverick. So maybe this was a relationship they liked. But before we get into the movie, we're going to go ahead, give you a couple of Rotten Tomato scores. Now, these were interesting. I was a little surprised. Not super surprised, but a little surprised. I saw this movie back in 2013 in the theater. And I saw it once again later, a couple years after, but I haven't watched it in a while. But when I went to get the scores, I was like, oh, really? Okay, well, the Rotten Tomato scores for this critically, 53%. Not crazy. Pretty middle. Half people liked it. Half the critics didn't like it. Audience score is a little bit higher. It is fresh, just fresh, 61%. So a little bit more liked it than didn't like it when it comes to Oblivion. Now, none of that really matters because we're going to give you our take here in just a moment. Alex, of course, when I host, you get to go first. So we're going to be taking on, you're going to be taking lead character, Tom Cruise, Jack Harper. All right, Alex, take it away. Jack Harper, what did you think?
I like Jack. You know, it's kind of funny with this movie, which is very weird and hard to say right now, is that this felt like a video game, role-playing game, or RPG game. Very RPG video game. Jack Harper was awesome. You could tell. See, I don't know if Tom Cruise is a big Yankee fan because this is the second movie that he wears a Yankee hat. World of the World, he wore one also.
This was, so I really don't know if he is.
So yeah. Oh, it could be. Okay. But yeah, with that said, he was good. Very good. He loses his memory. They wipe his memory. He protects the earth. He's scavenging for stuff.
He fixes the drones.
Yeah, he fixes the drones. That's right. And then he sits down and he's planting. He goes to a secret location. He's doing his earthly things. And then he goes back up to the skies where he lives, which, by the way, is actually pretty cool. I kind of like that. Yeah, it is pretty cool.
The pool is like incredible.
Yeah, but he's very combat ready. He's very good combat. I like him a lot here. It reminds me of Minority Report, the character. Had that similar style of Minority Report and in this movie. I liked him a lot. I thought he was good. I really can't nitpick as much because he was a very mysterious character. This character is very, because he starts off with his mind wiped. He's getting visions of this chick from Quantum of Solace. And then he's banging the blonde chick. And then there's like this whole story within a story. And I liked it because it was actually like a role-playing game. The more you went deep into the film, the more mystery is starting to unravel little by little. And I thought it worked very well. So look, with that said, I gave him a 5. Because he was really good, especially when he went up against himself. When you find out later with the whole twist that it was like mad clones. And it looked way, I'm going to be honest with you here. It looks way better than Gemini Man when he went up against himself. I'm going to be honest with you. I like Gemini Man. I defended the shit out of it. But Tom Cruise versus Tom Cruise, I could go all day watching that.
Before Gemini Man.
I could watch that shit all day, Tom Cruise versus Tom Cruise. But anyway. With that, I gave it a 5.
All right. I liked him as well. I gave him a 4. I couldn't even remember his name, so I couldn't give him a 5. You know, if I don't even remember the guy's name, Jack. He's cool. I like him. He, like you said, I think you laid it out pretty well. He's a guy who he works for he's like a security guard, essentially, who guards this one sector. He fixes all the drones that survey the land and make sure there's no scavenger aliens trying to, you know, destroy their stuff that are, you know, that's taking up the water supply to all the other humans. That's kind of his job. And he just drives around all day. He does that. He got cool gadgets. I love his helicopter thing, like his little jet. His little dirt bike. Sick. Everything looks super clean in this movie. Well, we'll get to that later. But yeah, he got a lot of gadgets. Him and the Vika, her name is Victoria something, but her name is Vika. Their little dynamic's okay. Yeah, I liked him. I thought he was good. I just, you know, he does his job. This is like a more everyman role for Tom Cruise. You know what I mean? Like, if you lived in the future and you were like a freaking electrician And this was your future. This like would be your job. That's pretty much what he does. You know what I mean? He fixes. He's a maintenance guy. So Tom the maintenance guy is cool. I gave him a 4. All right. Now, main villain. In this case, it's an alien race that, you know, we do spoilers here. Yeah. The twist is that the aliens that you think are aliens are actually people, and the people you think are people are actually the aliens. So essentially, there's a big war. Just to lay it out for people, there's a big war. The aliens kind of won, and they're the actual like villains that you think are not villains, but you never see them. Like, they never show an actual alien. So I don't know what they look like. Alex, go ahead.
Honestly, I gave it a 5. And this is the reason why I'm saying I gave the aliens a 5. You don't see the Earth getting destroyed, but you could assume on how big that war was. I mean, New York was demolished. I mean, because that's where the film takes place. Yeah. It is destroyed. You see the Empire. And I love the Easter eggs of New York. Like, destroyed. You got the Statue of Liberty. You got the bridge that he's driving over. You got the library at 42nd Street. You got other places that you know when you live in New York and you're like, holy shit, like this thing has been a full out war. It destroyed. And then you see it sucking up the water. Like, why is it sucking up water for all that? I mean, that's the thing. Like, once you start sucking up water, you're like, these aliens are like geniuses because they look like this is nuts, right?
Resources.
Yep. Taking all the resources. But what is so genius is when they start showing flashbacks of the film, you get to see the actual Tom Cruise and his partner, which you now found out that was his partner driving NASA. My man was driving for NASA. He was a NASA pilot. He was an astronaut doing some mission. And he decided, because he was a genius, to pop the damn thing and let them float into space. And he's going to sacrifice himself with his partner. And little did he not know, they killed him and the partner and they cloned him many times. But his memory still stood in him, which keeps changing his personality back to the original version of Tom Cruise, which I thought it was pure genius. It felt like an RPG game that you're playing. Like one of the, and I was shocked throughout the whole movie. Like I kept saying, holy shit. Like I said it 3 times in thing in this movie, when he felt the clone and then when he felt the other thing. So with that said, aliens, they did a great job in this movie because they destroyed the Earth. So I gave it a 5.
I'm, again, just one under you. I gave them a 4. And the only reason is I never seen them. I don't know what they look like. I don't know what they do besides pretend to be Melissa Leo, and which was his NASA mission control lady. They just assumed her identity. I'm assuming because of the memory thing. Like, well, we got to give them someone they know or recognize. Yeah. And it has to be a human, clearly, or they won't work for us. So Melissa Leo is essentially the bad guy. And then some ships. Just like big ships. You have the Tet, it's called, is the one in space that's like orbiting, which I love how they include it in the Universal logo in the beginning of the movie. I thought that was really cool. Like it's going around the Earth. And then you had the big thing sucking up water, and you had the drone. The drones were the best villains in the whole movie.
Those there are these little
balls that fly around real fast, and they have sick guns. They have machine guns, and then they have one that like turns you into like dust. It like vaporizes you because Vika got literally just turned to ash in the apartment. They're the scariest villains out of everybody because they are like intimidating more than like just a big triangle. And then you had these scavs who you thought were the villains. Turns out they're humans. So that gets kind of thrown out. I think obviously this alien race is very advanced. They were able to take over. You know what I mean? And they pretty much wiped out Earth for the most part. You don't really know. You're only in New York, so you don't know a sense of the whole world. I'm assuming it looks like this everywhere and there's just little pockets of, you know, humanity, basically. But yeah, I gave him a 4. I thought they were really a good villain that I wish they just showed a little more or explained a little. If they did, it would have been a 5 for me. Like, even like their true goal. But that's okay. As is, I still think they're really good. A 4. All right, action.
All right, so I knocked down a point because there's not much action in this movie. It was more story-driven.
Yeah.
I gave it a 4. Mm-hmm. I thought the action was great. That's why I gave it a 4. Great is a 4 here, and then 5 is perfect. So I gave it a great. I love the action sequences in this. The fight, when he's flying against the 3 drones, thought that was awesome. Oh, yeah. His piloting was awesome. I love when he got caught by the bear trap, by those dudes that were, you thought it was villains, but they were not.
Yeah.
First of all, that scene looked crazy because I thought it was like a pack of hyenas, like morphed hyenas. And I thought it was
cool. In the library?
Yeah. And then the damn freaking robot came to save him. And I was like, yo, this shit is hot, bro. It reminded me of a video game. You know how you get cornered in a video game and then you hit your special and then the damn thing pops out? I thought I was watching like a Destiny or Halo come to life because it actually was really cool. I was like, this is actually a really cool sequence. Tom Cruise is a very excellent action star. Yeah. I know he does dramas. I know he does comedy. He's not much into the comedy, but when he does comedy, he's really funny.
Yep.
But he has cemented himself as one of the top best action stars of our generation. It is crazy to say from a guy that's not buff like Arnold or Stallone.
Nope.
The fact is that his acting chops and what catapults him to that top tier is him doing his own stunts. You believe it when you see him on the screen. And I feel it coming through the screen when I'm watching it. I am immersed in this film from the action sequences. I know they're behind green screens, and I feel like they are actually flying this shit through New York. So yeah. With that said, it was a great job. It's not a perfect, but I gave it a 4.
Right there with you. I gave it a 4. It looks great. The action scenes look great. And this was, again, Joseph Kosinski. This was the second movie after Tron Legacy, which is another visually like stunning movie. And he just has a great eye, I think. While there's not an abundance of action, everything looks cool. The shot of the drone coming in to their apartment is like, I just love how it looks. Like when it's coming through the the curtains slowly. And he's like, there's like fire. Oh, it's like a great visual. The flying scene through like the canyons that used to be like buildings and stuff. Like Mother Nature is taking it back. I love it. The fight scene in the library is great. The one where the drones come at the end and are like shooting them in the where the scavs
that's
live.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that one's intense. Like there was a lot of crazy. And Morgan Freeman gets on the gun and shooting. Love it. So yeah, it's not like constant action, but there's a good amount to keep you when the story is like taking a little pause. The action scenes are fun and they're really well shot. So my 4 is more so for like the visual style and execution because I think they're really good. So I give them a 4 as well. All right, storyline.
Storyline, I gave it a 5. I think the storyline is the strength of this movie, but you have to really invest yourself listening to the wording and then follow along the acting. Because if you don't figure it out, you're going to be like, oh, this movie is fucking whack. This movie is garbage. This made no sense. But I think it had an excellent storyline. Once you figure out towards the end what really happened, I was shocked. I thought it was awesome. I rooted for him. And when I saw my man Morgan Freeman come out the casket, I said, let's do this, bro. Blow this shit up. I thought it was so cool. And then at the end of the story, you get to see the clone of himself come and be with his daughter and his wife. And I thought that was awesome. I was like, again, it's a clone, so you're not going to get the original. But
it's still like it's still it kind of him, so it's not as creepy as it could have been. Like you saw his face when he saw her. He was like, that's the wife I remember. And it's still him to her physically, genetically. It's still him.
Yeah. No, I agree. I thought everything worked so, so perfect in terms of storyline. I'm not saying it was like a perfect storyline or anything, but I just think in terms of the story, it gravitated me. The action was just so, the right amount of action for this type of story. And I think because of Tom Cruise, it just elevated, especially Morgan Freeman. We haven't even tapped. Morgan Freeman was so good as the other side of the coin was so really good. He didn't do much of the acting, but when he was in the dark and he's giving his speech, I was like, my man's voice is so good. I felt it. I thought it was great. I gave it a 5. This storyline is phenomenal. I gave it a perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, Jamie Lannister in here too.
Yeah,
being Jamie kind of a douchebag a little bit. He's a good guy, but he's a douchebag. Yeah. All right. I gave it a 4. I thought he was good. Really good.
I already know where we go.
Really good. I like it a lot. Now it's funny that you say it's like a video game, and I don't disagree. This looks and feels like it could be a game, like a story. Now it is based off of a graphic novel that this director and another guy wrote. So they kind of adapted their own like comic book. It doesn't seem like a comic book because it's very sci-fi, but I'm sure there's sci-fi comics. Don't get me wrong. But like it's not the thing my mind gravitates to. Maybe like a regular novel, like a sci-fi book or something, or a video game. Like it does have that feel. And that could be why the critic score is a little lower. It does have that feel to it. You're right. But I dig it. I think it's cool. Again, I like the stuff with the wife. You know, like with the memories and like he sees her and she's like, I'm your wife. And they're like, there's a lot of reveals in this movie where every time they show him, it's like, what? Like, he's a clone. He's got a wife. The aliens are actually the good guys and the good guys are the bad guys. And like, there's like a lot of twisty turnies, you know, throughout the movie. So I like it. I do. There's a few parts early especially where I think they could have just sped it up a bit, just a bit. You know, like Vika, some of the stuff with her is kind of, she's kind of annoying.
Yeah. When she was naked swimming, I didn't
Yeah, what is it? Yeah, like, it's like, yeah. Okay, cool, she's naked swimming. First of all, the movie's PG-13, you ain't gonna see much. And number two, what's the point of this, really? Like, you don't have to do that scene to just prove that they're, like, in love. You know what I mean? Like, it's fine, whatever. But they could have cut it. They could have cut little things here and there. Either way, I still think it's a, you know, this is a movie that I saw, again, in the theater. I've championed it for a while. Like, I still know a lot of people who have never even seen it. I don't just mean you. I mean, like, other people. And I've always liked it. And one of the reasons is I think it has a really strong sci-fi storyline. So I gave it a 4 as well. Okay, what's your overall?
Overall, I gave it a 4.5. I'm going to pick this up in 4K. It was just a must. I bet it does, and I bet it sounds phenomenal. Yeah. It reminded me a little bit of Total Recall with Arnold Schwarzenegger. If you really think of the storyline of Total Recall, it's not similar, but it has that sense of him losing his mind and he races in and he comes, like, that whole style. And then the same thing with Melina. Remember that that was his girlfriend and then it was Sarah Stone. Like, that whole situation. And a little bit of RoboCop, too, if you really think about it, right?
Yeah.
Like, true. The whole man versus machine, kind of the same thing. It was just man versus his own clone or whatever you want to call it. But I kind of liked it. I love the elements of all this. I you know, it's funny. We talk a lot with sci-fi and we do a lot of action movies. But it's a very fun genre when it's really well done. It's really well. Like, would I want to see an Oblivion 2? No, I don't. You know, was the critics, you know, you might be right that the critics didn't like it for some reason. And that's okay. It's fine. And I kind of understand it because if you look at the box office numbers, I'm going to just do it really quick. The box office was 286 worldwide, okay, with 89 million domestic. That's really low for a movie like this, you know, with a budget of 120. It wasn't as successful, but it was successful. And hopefully, you know, with the money of the physical copies, I hope it generated more than it did because the marketing, it might hurt the movie, but I'm definitely going to pick it up. I started to search in Mercari for a physical copy of this movie because I really liked it and I want to rewatch it again. I watched it on HBO Max. So it's very rare because certain streaming services, the audio is not louder. It was just HD. So it didn't have the Atmos. It didn't have none of that. But anyway, with that said, I gave it a 4.5. I think it was a phenomenal movie.
Yeah, one thing I agree with you, I think sci-fi, it's got to be the most flexible genre. Like you could do a sci-fi action movie. You could do a sci-fi horror movie. Alien, you know, Event Horizon. You could do a sci-fi comedy, like Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Like, you can mix, and you could just do a pure science fiction film. And I think it's the most mixable genre, in my opinion. Like, yeah there's horror comedy. And there's, like, horror action is not that great to me. You know what I mean? Mm. But sci-fi action, cooler, usually. Or even, like, Blade Runner. It's a sci-fi noir. Like, sci-fi, I love it because you can put it into any other subgenre and mix it. And this is a good example of it's a sci-fi. I would say it's an action movie. I mean, it you know, it has enough action scenes to qualify. Obviously, we're reviewing it. So I gave it a 4 overall. I think it's a really, really good movie. I've always enjoyed it. I haven't seen it in a while, but again, I don't rewatch movies too often anyway. So, but this is my first time watching it since I got 4K, and I thought it looked great. The visuals hold up. I mean, the movie is 9 years old at this point, and it still looks better. There's a couple of scenes that look older, but I would say 90% of it looks better than some of the stuff that comes out now, to be honest with you. Look better than Morbius. Everything goes back to Morbius. This had better effects. And this movie's, you know, 10 years old.
Yeah.
And the score is really good, too. M83 does the music. It's not, like, over the top, like, in your face, but it's really solid, really good kind of electronic and orchestral mix. So I like the score. All right, Alex, what is your total points?
23.5. I think you're right. Cinematography-wise, it looked beautiful. I mean, when they show the landscape and he's driving from long distance and they had drone shots and everything looks so perfect. You're right. I wanted to say Jamie Lannister, I don't know why, he's too old now. He could have played Gambit in X-Men.
He could have. He got the look.
Right? He does. Yeah. I mean, he has the long hair and the raspy.
Yeah.
So anyway.
He's tall.
But yeah, I gave it a 23.5.
Yeah, it's a 20 out of 25 for me. Nice, easy, everything, you know, 20 across the board. I'm glad you liked it. You know, it's always good doing the podcast when you watch a movie for the first time. It's like, dang, I've been missing out on this, you know, out on this film for a very long time. Anyway, so that wraps up Oblivion. You gave it a 23.5. I gave it a 20 flat. A great movie for Tom Cruise. Underrated. I would say underrated. Like, I still think it doesn't get enough love. All right, now, coming up next week, we are moving on to the Tom Holland, Spider-Man Homecoming, and then we are wrapping up. We're coming to the end of our road trip with Tom Cruise, and it's a little movie that I know was a first-time watch recently for you, so this is a rewatch, but we're going to be doing a little Edge of Tomorrow, starring Tom Cruise, Emily Blunt, another sci-fi action movie, wouldn't you know it? Four of the movies we did this month, by the way, for Tom Cruise are like sci-fi. Because we did Minority Report, War of the Worlds, Oblivion, and Edge of Tomorrow. My man, because he does straight action, he does sci-fi action, he's the man. Tom's the man. So we're going to be doing a little Edge of Tomorrow, which I have not seen. I got the 4K, haven't watched it in 4K. But I haven't seen this movie in years. It's been a long time. But I remember loving it. So we'll see how this goes. And that'll be next week.
Yeah, guys, if you want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called NateFlix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to youtube.com/geeksandflicks or head to our official website at www.geeksandflicks.com for all your podcasting needs. We have video and audio. And of course, we have merchandise for action movie guys and geeks and flicks. If you want to join the Patreon, go to patreon.com/geeksandflicks. If you can see the behind the scenes of us making the podcast, and you can interact with us after the podcast filming having fun also. Other than that, that is your host,
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.